are moving closer to securing the Democratic Party nomination and winning this election in November.
My name is Charmaine. I am a first-time presidential voter from Massachusetts. If I were advising Hillary Clinton, I would ask her to reach out to Bernie and to Bernie's fans. The Republicans cannot be allowed to have the White House in November, and Democrats need to pull together with that thought in mind.
More advice from you as we ask you to play political consultant to the candidates all hour long. Here on The Takeaway, Secretary Hillary Clinton did add 326 delegates to her lead last night with wins in Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, and the bellwether state of Ohio. And afterward, Clinton forecast a shift to the general election, calling out Donald Trump on his policies.
When we hear a candidate for president call for rounding up 12 million immigrants, banning all Muslims from entering the United States, when he embraces torture, that doesn't make him strong. It makes him wrong.
There's Secretary Clinton speaking last night from West Palm Beach after her big win in Florida. So what do the results mean for the Democratic primary? And as Clinton's lead increases, what can we see about the way she could go head-to-head with Donald Trump or another Republican? For instance, how is she going to appeal to voters in all-important Ohio? Paula Hicks Hudson is the mayor of Toledo, Ohio, a Hillary Clinton supporter. She joins us from WGTE in Toledo. Mayor Hicks Hudson, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know you're a Hillary supporter, but I will ask you if you're starting to sense a nearing inevitability for her nomination.
I do. I was a little worried going into yesterday's primary, but now with the results, I'm feeling more confident that she will be our standard bearer for our party.
As the Sanders campaign, you know, says that they're not backing down, they're going to continue in this campaign. Do you have concerns that other Democrats share that a protracted campaign, Sanders is well-funded, ultimately could weaken Hillary Clinton in the general? Or are you a Democrat who thinks it's still quite healthy, it doesn't hurt her, it gets more people interested in the race?
I think it's the latter. I think we have to have a healthy debate. We have to really show what our party stands for and that we can have differing opinions, but do it in a civil manner and really flesh out those differences so that voters will truly understand what it means to be a Democrat in this time in our country.
Let's talk about the prospects of the general election a little bit. There was an ad that's gotten over a million views on YouTube already, a Republican super PAC ad where women in their own voices read some misogynistic and mean statements about women from Donald Trump. And everybody says, well, this is the theme for the general election. This is going to be a Democratic ad in some form. You've seen the ad?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I don't think that that is our ad or what we should be talking about. The Democratic Party is a party that is inclusive and is respectful, no doubt about it, of all different people. But I think folks want to hear and voters want to know, where do you stand on issues that are going to make our lives better? How are you going to improve our economy? How are you going to make it so that a person can make a living wage and be able to take care of their family? How are we going to deal with the issue of education and post-secondary education so that folks are trained and can and then be able to make those types of living wages and things that are so critical for us to have a healthy economy?
So let's talk Ohio. You're the mayor of Toledo. Hillary Clinton had a big win there last night, as we mentioned. Some doubt about that after the upset that Bernie Sanders pulled off in Michigan, and these two states have similar economies, similar concerns. There's just no doubt that Bernie Sanders has pulled Hillary Clinton to the left on issues that a state like Ohio cares about. Trade, Trans-Pacific Partnership, Keystone Pipeline, constraints on corporations. Hillary Clinton has moved left on all of these things. Does she need to do that to stay relevant in Ohio?
I think so. I mean, and I'll speak primarily about Northwest Ohio. We are we're a Rust Belt area and closely tied to the automobile industry. And so when you have policies that hurt those types of industries, we need someone who can help, you know, bring us back and help to heal what has been lost. And when you talk about carrying on some of the policies that President Obama did, that resonates with us here in Northwest Ohio because, again, we are looking at ways in which our families are able to be supported and to take care of ourselves.
What are you hearing from Bernie Sanders supporters around your neighborhoods and around your city, however, about their willingness to support Hillary Clinton and what Sanders might have to do under the presumption here, and it is only a presumption, that she may be running in a general in Ohio?
And I think what we have to do is find that common ground. One of the things that I noticed was that the difference between who the supporters are. These are a group of young, passionate folks who care about those issues, and we have to show them ways in which that their voices will be heard and will be part of the national dialogue, and not that they're going to be marginalized or put outside because one candidate won over the other. And I do think that the fact that with Senator Sanders in the race, it has moved Hillary further left. And that, I think, is a good thing for us because we have to show that we are willing to accept folks who come in as refugees. That's what this country was founded on.
There's a local issue in Ohio that's also a national issue that I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Tim McGinty, the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, the one who decided not to prosecute police after the shooting of Tamir Rice in Cleveland, lost re-election last night.
I think it shows how deeply we have to have a justice system that is really truly justice for all and not looking at maybe the very technical aspects of something. The whole issue in Cleveland, you know, I'm looking at it from afar, but I am also a lawyer and I'm a former prosecutor. So I understand how one can get an indictment or one doesn't get an indictment. And I think the very fact that there has not been an ability for a true full hearing of that particular situation shows how the voters felt in Cleveland about that.
Paula Hicks Hudson, the mayor of Toledo, Ohio, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.